Whisper.
Here's a little story, starts way back when, long before commercial hip-hop ever got penned. You only hear about a party for a bitch or a friend, and you were still a high roller if you didn't have ends.
Didn't have ends, but he had a friend with a Benz. Rolled to the party, deep juggling 20s and 10s. Looking for the girls to do the dirty way in the back. Swaying to the track, feeling drunk, high on the skunk.
Feeling like a cunt, his vision was tipsy, vivid images. Someone must have slipped something in his drink, he couldn't vision it. Something must have went wrong, cause he woke up in the field hours later with no boxes on. Backtracking what happened, screaming and fighting and stabbing. Some brave looking for action, definition of party crashing. Bowl smashing, throttle slags and violence was the fashion. There was one mic, no lie, one life, face subtraction.
Let me add before subtraction. That night there was the one called Mike. He was the hype of the open mic. He threw out a box of giveaways and he mashed up the lights. The face was buzzing like doubling damn doing a pipe.
Mike's lean right, head is hanging clean right. He doesn't see the glass fall from these lights nor these scheming guys. The glass went everywhere, all over the same grids we were taking out earlier. Why they come back in it?
Should never have been there. You let me get in here before that wrong gear. This is a place where man's rep strong here. A bottle launch into the air, you just sets it off, yeah. Cops in right gear, prepare for warfare.
Because Mike got caught, plus his wife got shot, and about 29 guys got locked.
See it, which equals 58 eyes bloodshot. A man's dashing anything they can possibly grab, like so what?
Dashing bottles, smacking models, grabbing nerds and leaving cracks in goggles, and it don't stop.
Swinging arms, ripping guns, ghetto Vietnam, palm pain, blood stain, blood stay calm, stay calm.
Okay. Did he see you had the gun?
No, I'm not a snitch, I won't say.
Well, which way did he run?
Would you go away? You went that way.
Which way?
Both ways.
Nobody talking, everyone proceeds with caution. Busy trying to find the truth, the witnesses through extortion. Higher fist persists to throw the threats inside the mixture. But Mike slips away, unnoticed from the picture.
Exiting the venue, shirt ripper, proper fuming. Adrenaline up, a nice screwing, slowly staggering off. Splattery cough, plus the wound he had, he just noticed. Baffled by how something small started this whole shit.
Oh shit, get away, better change clothes quick before somebody noticed. He called up his old chick Jane from round the corner.
Jane, open up the door!
His jeans are all bloody, so he dropped them to the floor.
What he never saw, as he tried to go wrong when it saw. Made his job feel sore, as the 4-4 clapped him to the floor. Because the man was there, he was just shooting ready from the gang of man. Terrorizing clans like the Taliban.
Hey Jane, what have you done? Time to run, it's a setup. Chip over the jeans whilst trying to get up. Drop the gun, but no joke, but to dust. But naked, ran for the night bus, boxes in his clutch.
Running through a field, in anticipation to find his way out of this situation. Yeah. To his knees he fell and became a myth that others would go on to tell.
What a fucker.
Just a little example of what can happen if you listen to the whispers. See, none of that really happened. The poor guy just went home. But now you can see how things get twisted. Blue foot. The evolution.
I intend to conclude the interview. Time is 2:05. I'll stop the tape now. July.